Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A longtime Boston reporter was detained by authorities in Russia today and reprimanded by an immigration judge for violating visa laws. Joe Bergantino, who leads the New England Center for Investigative Reporting based at Boston University, says he was told he could not continue journalism training sessions arranged with Russian journalists. Later, he was released. WBUR's David Boeri reports.
On a week-long trip, underwritten and sponsored by the U.S. State Department, Bergantino and his American associate had completed a two-day training session in Moscow and were starting the second session in St. Petersburg. Speaking by phone this afternoon, Bergantino says six members of the Russian Immigration Service interrupted the session, interviewed him and his associate, then let them continue.
Within 5 minutes, they were back in the room and said, "You must come with us."
Bergantino says he and his associate were detained for several hours and asked to sign a statement admitting they had violated Russian administrative law by traveling on a type of tourist visa. When they refused, he says they were brought before a Russian judge who
reprimanded us, and that was the extent of it, and told us not to do it again.
He was free to go, Bergantino says, but not to continue the training. He blames political motives for the premeditated interference by Russians.
I think there's no question that this was an attempt by the Russian government to send a message, not only to just journalists, but to our government in general, in retaliation for the sanctions.
Retaliation, it may have been, for the sanctions involving Ukraine and Crimea. But two visa experts suggest that the advice Bergantino says he got from the State Department was bad.
What we advise our clients, if someone is traveling for that purpose.
Satima Letelier has 25 years' experience in obtaining visas for clients.
They either have to get a business visa. The business visas require letters of invitation from the sponsor or host in Russia for the purpose of a trip.
Bergantino says he and his associate did not have any letters of invitation, and they relied on advice from the U.S. Embassy in Moscow that told them a so-called targeted tourism visa would be sufficient. But here's what another expert in obtaining foreign visas says.
Yeah, but you don't get the requirements from the U.S. State Department to go to Russia. You get the requirements from the Russian government for the visa.
Larry Marciello says that from a bureaucratic standpoint, the Russians could say the Americans were in the country under a false pretense.
The U.S. government has no say in this matter at all. When you're on Russian soil, they're the ones that pull the string. I mean, I'm surprised they actually didn't tell them to leave.
Bergantino says his associate had traveled to Russia before on the very same targeted tourism visa and without incident. But in the increasingly complicated post-9/11 world of visas, where the experts say Americans are known as being every bit as strict as the Russians, the current tension between the two countries certainly did not make Bergantino's situation any easier. The State Department did not respond to our request for a clarification of what they advised Bergantino and his associate, but a spokesperson said today that the matter was over and, quote, "we are ready to move forward." Bergantino is scheduled to fly home on Saturday. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.